Hi everyone, thank you again for joining me on Stepa Healing Podcast. This is your host, Stephanie. And man, do y'all feel like it is kind of a weird energy going on? Maybe for the last 2 days or so, the energies feel very draining, right? Very like just lethargic and just kind of run down. The reasons for that is because we are about to be transitioning to Mercury retrograde. We are right now on the shadow phases of Mercury retrograde. It's no one's favorite because it deals with communication. It deals with redoing, rethinking, everything, right? It deals with a lot of finding the truth within what you're doing. And also too, the seasons are definitely already changing. You know, especially with, at least in my neck of the woods in California, we did have a time change. So everything is set back an hour. So right now it's like super dark and it's only 6 o'clock. So it feels kind of weird, but you know, that's just what it is when it comes to, seasons changing, right? And like I said, it has a lot to do with the energies that are changing. Mercury, like I said, is going to, is not going to be direct anymore. It's going to be retrograde. Please, please, please keep in mind that since we are in Scorpio season, there's just so much rawness, emotion, so much passion. There's just so much stuff going on with Scorpio, the Scorpio season. And then after Scorpio season ends on the 21st, then we're going to jump into Sagittarius, which we'll get into that a little later in the month. But for right now, our main focus is getting ready to end Venus retrograde of her retrograding cycle, going back direct on the 14th. Like I've keep mentioning to you guys, for those of you who don't know, it is going direct again. So that's a positive sign. But you're definitely going to get a lot of your answers once it goes direct. The reason why is because when Venus is retrograde, it can make communication seem not like completely off, but kind of where there's just so much stuff that's going on that you need to know. And then once everything happens, it's like a snap of the finger where, wow, everything makes sense towards the end of it. It's going to be a lot of information, yes, but you're going to understand everything that's going to be going on. Now that also deals with, your work relationships as well, like especially like contracts and stuff like that. You kind of want to stay away from really heavy contracts. I mean, by all means, if you need to make money during Mercury retrograde, you have to do what you have to do, but keep in mind and be just cautious on what it is that you sign and what it is that you read, because it may seem a little fuzzy. Until it goes direct and you're like, wait a minute, what did I really sign, or what did I really get myself into? So just keep it in mind of that. Don't make any big purchases. Don't try to go crazy on any of your relationships. Try to keep it civil, because I know that it also affects communication. It's the sign, or it's the planet of communication. Also, too, like flights are going to be delayed. Technology is going to have a rough patch, I would say. So sometimes things may not work, or something may happen. It's not a good time to fix your car or do anything cosmetically with surgery. Obviously, if it's something health related, you have to do what you have to do. But as far as like altering your image, I don't think that it's a good time. I think you should definitely reconsider, or just kind of analyze it from the back and see like, okay, is this something that I want to do? And that's about it. But mostly just the energies today has been on and off, on and off. It's just like that, you know. Remember, we're all a collective, especially for you sensitives. You guys can definitely feel the wave of energy coming through. Definitely try to avoid it as much as possible. If you can, meditate, eat right, try to get on a plant-based diet. I'm not saying to go all the way vegan for those of you who are not, but you know, just try to eat healthy, try to stay away from any foods that are going to drain you, because remember, you are what you eat. I will get into that in a later video once I start kind of understanding more of holistic nutrition, because I think I've told you guys that in the past about me going back to school for holistic nutrition and holistic medicine. So that's something I'm so excited to do, and happy to bring it to the forefront, especially because eating, you guys, has such a huge effect, and I know how hard it is to keep a balance and to maintain that. I mean, we're all human beings. We all get tempted to eat really yummy foods that are not really good for us. And it's okay to indulge. Remember that. It's okay to have balance. You don't always have to eat 100% healthy. You can have these moments where you want to indulge in something delicious. It's fine, and it's not going to hurt you. It's, you know, it's normal, right? So just be prepared, because like I said, the shadow phases is just preparing you for what's about to happen until December. I don't know the exact date. I want to say the 8th or 9th. But still, Mercury will still linger after it goes direct. Same thing with any other planet. Like, it's not just because, oh, that date, it just completely stops. It's just, it still will linger just a bit. So know that this is going to be colliding with the Venus and Mercury together. So meditate, my friends. Eat well. Take care of yourselves. I really hope that this tidbit of information of why you may be feeling a little funny lately explains why, what's going on. It's just getting ready for the end, to be honest with you. You know, we're almost in the last 2 months of the year. It's time to wrap up everything, like I've been saying. And that's about it, really. I hope you guys have a really good night, a good day, good morning, wherever you're located. Please keep in touch with me. I'm happy to hear from you guys, whether it's from social media or email. For those of you who don't know, it's at Seba Healing for Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm mostly on Instagram. You're gonna see me post a lot on Instagram versus like Facebook and Twitter. I don't normally post there, just because it's just a lot, especially because I'm a one woman band. I'm the one doing everything, and eventually when things start to really pick up, then I'll be able to have my team and stuff like that, so you guys will be hearing a lot from my team. But for right now, it's going to be personal. It's going to be from me. You're going to be talking to me. So take advantage of that. You know, when I have this time right now, take advantage to talk to me, ask me any questions that you want. I'm here to help. Okay, so have a good one, guys, and we'll talk soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.